98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tuesday night, the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors spent nearly 3 hours discussing an ordinance that would have authorized $3.5 million of accrued interest on spirit funds from an ARPA grant to partially fund a revolving loan program to expedite housing development in the county. After hours of discussion and debate, the resolution was sent back to the ARPA Strategies and Outcomes Commission. At issue for a majority of the board was not the revolving loan program itself, but rather the wording regarding the use of accrued interest from the spirit funds. County Board Supervisor Conley Hansen brought forward a discrepancy between the wording and prior board action, saying he's afraid of a legal landmine.
The line reads, "Be it further resolved that all interest accrued in the spirit fund be allocated to the county government project category." There is no interest to draw from. This previous board voted to put all of the interest into the government project category.
Hansen maintained that the wording of the resolution called for the use of interest funds, funds that no longer exist because they're now part of the government fund. Ultimately, the county board voted 25-9 to send the resolution back to the ARPA Strategies and Outcomes Commission, which may take up the issue at its December meeting. Housing development is a top priority in the county's strategic plan. A revolving loan program, as proposed, would establish a fund offering low-interest gap financing for housing development. After it's reviewed by the ARPA Strategies Commission, the revolving loan program could come forward to the entire county board at a future meeting. The Neenah Common Council approved its amended 2026 budget Tuesday night. The Post Crescent reports that one of the budget amendments added $19,000 to allow all 14 school crossing guards to remain on staff. Police Chief Aaron Olson had proposed reducing the number of crossing guards by 4 to improve efficiency. The budget also includes a 25% increase to sanitary sewer fees and the implementation of a $30 annual wheel tax. Neenah's 2026 budget totals $81.5 million with an assessed tax rate of $7.28 per $1,000 of property valuation. This week is Winter Awareness Week. Isabella Nieto has the story.
There were 96 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2024 to 2025. That's according to preliminary State Department of Health Services data. State Health Officer Paula Tran, in a statement, said to prepare for winter weather, Wisconsin residents should prepare an emergency kit and supplies before the severe weather happens. Visit the Ready Wisconsin webpage for tips on what to include in your emergency kit. I'm Isabella Nieto.
It was a marathon of a day at the State Senate on Tuesday as they took up about 70 bills. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us to the state capitol.
Republicans' priorities included bills that ban health care for people here illegally and further legislate the definition of abortion in Wisconsin. They also voted on a measure to repeal Governor Tony Evers' 400-year veto that increased school funding. State Senator Chris Kapinga, a Republican.
The governor stepped in and did something he's never done before, and that is he changed the bill in a way that no governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin has changed. And that's very concerning for us because the legislature is where the voice of the people is supposed to take place.
As part of the Republican-authored budget, Wisconsin schools are getting increases for special education funding, but no increase in general state aid. Democrats say Republicans' priorities don't address high costs people all over the state are feeling, and that includes in our schools, where more and more districts are proposing referendums just to keep the lights on. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson.
You've decided to raise property taxes across the state, and you did it in a way where you're forcing the local school boards to make up the difference. And if anybody is watching from a local school board or anyone who's watching who's a local property taxpayer and is wondering why their property taxes continue to go up, I have three answers for you. It's the state.
The bill passed along party lines and now heads to the Assembly. And if it passes there, Governor Tony Evers will be the one to decide whether to sign or veto that bill. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hundreds of elementary and middle school students from across the state will be in Oshkosh Sunday as Wave Robotics, Oshkosh's advanced robotics program for high school students, hosts the Oshkosh First Lego League Regional Tournament. Students will share their projects and compete in robot game matches. Wave Robotics students will also lead workshop tours and robot demonstrations. Learn more in the story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible at times. Our high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 20s to low 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.